It's the Jerry Bader Show.
So here's the plan for the show today. I often say there are some topics that are not important but really interesting. There are some topics that are really important but not all that interesting. And then there's the sweet spot. Topics that are both really important and really interesting. I happen to think that the Donald Trump Jr. emails fall into that category. I have one, though, to start this hour that I think is really interesting, and you can decide how important it is. But it's a what is right and what is wrong topic, and I think it's an outstanding one. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with the burning issues of the day, but I think it's really interesting. And I do think it has a level of importance, a pretty high level. But in terms of my takes, my thoughts on, and yours, because we will take calls, on the Trump Jr. email thread that he released yesterday, knowing the New York Times was about to report on it, we're going to do that starting at 10:06. And some of you are aware that at 8:35, I spoke with Congressman Mike Gallagher. Rural has been furiously piecing that together. Well, maybe that's a slightly strong adverb. No, you're good with furiously? He's stick with furiously. Final answer. Furiously editing up, not editing, but cleaning up the audio. Well, because I don't want to think you cut anything out. It's in its entirety at 10:06. We'll replay that. I want to read some things, including Trey Gowdy, some stunning comments, and then we can get your thoughts. Yes, you cut out the unrelated elements. Exactly. So that's where we are going to talk about that. I also want to talk about the growing field of Democratic candidates for governor. Very, very interesting. And the Milwaukee City Council got sidetracked. They were talking about their serious crime problem, and they tackled a fascinating what is right and what is wrong topic. They debated whether confiscated drug money should be destroyed or used for good purposes. Should they take what is essentially blood money and burn it because it's blood money, or should they use it for the community good? That is a tough one, isn't it? I can tell you what my answer is. Use it. But this, you know what this is, right? That's the Dr. Mengele question. It's the Dr. Mengele question all over again. Dr. Mengele learned a lot about the human body in barbaric ways. And the belief is you shouldn't use any of the information for medical purposes that Dr. Mengele garnered because in the way that it was gotten, and therefore you're validating Dr. Mengele's method. So in other words, if you use for community for good, if you use blood money for good, you're validating how the money was generated. Try to get to that after 10:30. It depends how long we talk about the Trump Jr. emails. So there's all of that. But I want to start with this. And full disclosure, I heard this on another radio station this morning. Because when I hear something from someone else, I want to say this. I had not heard about this. This actually was right after Independence Day. This was kind of popping. Something was posted on Facebook the Friday before Independence Day. And then it kind of got noticed after the long holiday weekend, starting on the 5th. But it hasn't gotten a lot of news coverage. It's gone viral socially, and the Huffington Post did a piece on it. But it hasn't gotten a lot that I could find, anyway. Mainstream news coverage. This is a great what is right and what is wrong topic. Well, how many children do you have? By the way, belated happy birthday, my friend. This was the big one, wasn't it? This was the big one. Change of the decade. Wow, 40 at last. Look at you. He's like, dude, I got shirts that old. I go with the joke from MASH. I have a corn that old. Anyway, it's the big 6-0 for Earl. Happy birthday, my friend. Many, many more to come. So you had, I'm sorry, you had four? Three. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe you lost a finger while I was gone. And you were trying to show me four. All right. You have three. Did any of those... I get it, Earl. Did any of those have perfect school attendance K through 12? Well, you would have known because they would have gotten the whole bag, you know, at their senior year. Now, they missed at least one day. We had a graduating class of about 100 in Coleman, and we had one. We had Lauren went K through 12. He did not attend kindergarten. Went grade 1 through 12 without, it wasn't mandatory back then. And his parents started him in the first grade. And he, from first grade through 12th, never missed a day of school. This has happened in England. So the kid gets the award. This is great. You never missed a day of school. On the Friday before the 4th of July, his mother, Rachel Wright, an author and blogger from England, says she does not want her son accepting the award. You shouldn't receive an award for being lucky enough not to get sick. That's not a reason to celebrate. And that it's unfair if a kid wanted to attend every day of school, but their health wouldn't let them, why should her son get an award they don't? On the other hand, you've got to figure that he pulled a Brett Favre a couple of times, right? And played hurt. You would have to think that, wouldn't you? In this family, we will think of as many reasons possible to praise our children. We will celebrate and reward them. But being lucky enough not to get sick is not one of them. He's lucky to have not developed a fever, had an accident, or live with a chronic illness, Wright wrote. Wright, who has an older son who was born with brain damage and lives with several disabilities, also explained that 100% attendance can demonize the weakest. Listen to this. Demonize the weakest by shaming someone for ill health. She asked readers to imagine a workplace in which departments with the least number of people who had taken sick days were rewarded in front of everyone else. Oh, you were thinking the same thing, Earl. Well, I will say this. But now, Earl, so should I be punished because I needed surgery? Well, what about percentage? Because here's what I do, and Earl, you'll agree with this. On-air radio staff probably have the lowest, at least successful radio personalities, have the lowest sick day, I think, of any industry in America, or very close to it. At least those of us of a certain age, Earl and I came up in radio when the thing couldn't run itself all day, and you just didn't miss work. Now, those in this building that aren't on the air bleep and moan about that. You're sick! Go home! And that's the other thing. So I find this a fascinating topic, and we'll take your calls in 5 minutes. 888-455-1360. Earl says, great mom, great lesson. Shouldn't get an award for something that is expected. Ooh, aren't you kind of a jerk over there? I'm kidding. 916.
The Jerry Bader Show.